Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host, Salsa.
Matt.
And Jenna.
It is Tuesday. Which means we're recording
May, podcast. March 7th.
Wait, what?
You said it is Tuesday, and so I said March 7th.
Didn't you say either nay or May?
March? I started to say May, but then I corrected myself.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought like I'd missed something, but it's just you're stupid.
You're missing
We're good. Hi. We're back. Doing our thing. And all of us desperately grasping at straws to figure out what we did last week.
Are you kidding? I was so fucking busy.
Okay. I know. That's why I can't remember what the fuck I did.
Yeah, I know, right?
And everybody's like, oh, we did this. And I guess I did that too. But anyway, before we do that.
So it's just you, Matt. It's you.
I am one of a kind.
That is the most polite way to put that.
I am he as you are, he as you are me, and we are all together.
No.
There's a reference I'm not getting.
Cuckoo, ka-choo.
It's a reference I'm not getting. anyway, what are we
Welcome
drinking?
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, right? I'm assuming that's not a movie.
No, that was Beatles.
Oh, yeah. All
right. Yeah, that was I Am the Walrus, one of the stupidest songs known to man.
I mean,
and it's fantastic.
Is it?
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
It's fantastic
Kyle?
And it's stupidity.
There are Beatles songs
I'm not
I
Kyle.
Like, but I'm not a huge fan.
Keith is Kyle.
Aw.
I thought his name was Warren.
That's just from my RT Warren. What are we drinking, Salsa?
We're drinking cherry Coke and Jack, or whatever, Coke and whiskey.
There's Coke and there's booze.
It's Hellcat Maggie whiskey.
Oh, I like that whiskey. That's good whiskey. Yeah.
It's Hellcat Maggie whiskey.
I was hanging out with St. Anna the Destroyer, and she was like, all right, let's hang out. And I was like, I'll go buy some whiskey. And as I was walking down the aisles of the liquor store, I saw Hellcat Maggie Whiskey, i.e., was it Cameron Diaz played the character in Gangs of New York?
Uh-huh.
Wow. But it's based off that.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's a historical thing. And so the picture is a woman in silhouette in that way that they used to do back in the day, with like three cat scratches like writ large across her cheek. And I was like, if there's anyone I know that... would appreciate this as well as have earned this.
Yeah.
It is St. Man of the Destroyer, and I believe we drank that whole bottle that
awesome.
Night. Sitting around my kitchen table talking shit, which is
nice.
Why it is so awesome. Ladies, gentlemen, everybody else, whatever you might want to... Yeah, if you get the chance, hang out and drink a bottle of whiskey with St. Man of the Destroyer.
Oh my
it will
God,
change
yes.
your life. It is so fun. It's,
she will destroy your worldview.
It is so good, yeah. I've not done that in quite some time. I need to get a hold of her.
But it is whiskey and cola and grenadine.
Yeah. Well, let's... here.
Do I have one?
Yep, you do.
Yay! You I get booze, too.
Oh, I got one of these cool glasses we'll talk about.
Mm.
Oldie but a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong there.
No, that's pretty fantastic.
If you get the chance to sit and drink whiskey with St. Man of the Destroyer, do so.
Yeah.
You will always have a good conversation. That's great. Aside from that, which I did not do in the last week or so, what have we done in the last week or so?
I'm going to start with a cute story.
Please do.
So I went to a birthday party for one of my human combat chess people.
Off to a bad start.
A fantastic start. You want to party with fighters like you
no,
want to
no,
party
the fighter
with
party part's good. Birthday parties.
No, it was fine. It was
okay,
it was good. Out. It wasn't like you know.
Replace birthday party with excuse to drink.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That.
So you were at a party.
I was at a party.
Okay, yeah.
I happen to have an excuse.
There you go.
Anyway, and so we show up
like one needs one.
I show up at this restaurant and one of the wait staff comes up to me. And he's like, excuse me, but does your daughter do vilification tennis?
Oh,
and I'm just
shit.
Like, what? I'm like,
that's amazing.
Yes. He's like, he was like, yeah, I saw the show and she was amazing.
Oh, that's so
and I'm
cool.
Like, oh, he's like, you were good too. I'm like, yeah, that's fair.
Get used to it.
But yeah, no, like I expected that moment to happen like
oh,
a
amazing.
Month out or something like you know after she got
she
a couple
had done
under
at
her
least
belt.
A show,
yeah. Right?
Besides, like the audition show.
To be fair, that's 90 minutes of her being entirely.
Don't get me
on
wrong,
stage.
But like you
like,
know, like at
but
least,
yeah.
at least let her actually have the position on cast before you say she's better than me on cast.
I mean, is she, no, no, we
but,
don't.
No,
need
no.
Worry
to
about
be
that.
Fair, she's
yeah.
much better than
she's,
me.
Yeah.
We all know
better
she's better than me.
Yeah,
you know, like she's good.
So anyway,
in the running.
Yeah, so. Right. Okay. I got to have that moment, and that was awesome. Absolutely delightful. It was so full of mommy pride, and I'm Jess's mom. Awesome.
See, and doesn't it take some pressure off?
A little bit.
Like, she's like, yeah, I got this.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah, that was just a delightful moment that happened to me over the course of the week.
Nice.
Let's see. Also, I think everything else I did, two of you assholes were there. So, I'm teaching a guy how to belly dance.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm not going to say who, but I'm going to say it's going to happen at Die Laughing. So.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be
part of the white male privilege
dancers? It is a part of the white male privilege dancers.
Excellent.
Oh, my God. This poor gentleman.
Real quick, before you even get to that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Die Laughing is only like 3 weeks away.
I know.
Everybody. Like, yeah. And this time we mean it. Because like that is going to get oh so soon and oh so crazy so, so fast. So we'll be talking about that with increasing frequency as we go. But,
yeah.
You know. Put a little pin in it. Remember, April 1st weekend. Yeah. Laughing. So.
April Fool's Day. So this poor guy, like, I'm teaching him how to move his body in ways that is not intended for a male body to move.
Mm-hmm. Counterintuitive.
Women have these thing called hips.
And are effective with them.
Right.
It's weird.
Yeah. We got skills. Mm. But anyway, so I'm teaching him how to... And, like, the next day he's like, oh, my God, I'm sore all over. I didn't realize my pecs were going to hurt.
I didn't realize dance was exercise.
Oh, yeah. No. He knew it was going to hurt. He just expected a lot of core because it's belly dance, yeah. Right? Yeah. No, he's like, my pecs, my calves.
I would imagine that's
oh, my God,
all
my everything.
Body.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. Mm-hmm. So that was delightful. Also, to have this incredibly white dude in a jingly coin... hip scarf thing.
It sounds like everybody's really going to up their game this year.
Which I look forward greatly to watching this.
Like,
this
is going to be fun. I'm so excited.
I'm super excited for your piece.
I'm glad I did it last year and tried it.
Yeah,
because that was something I was scared of and had no interest in because it terrified me.
Yeah,
and it pushed me way out of my comfort zone. So I did it, and I was like, cool. I emerged unscathed mostly.
I didn't.
And
oh my God!
Yeah. Well, no. Mentally, I was fine. I literally was.
I think
like,
a lot. There was a lot of scathing going on.
Not good.
Oh God.
But yeah,
there was a lot of scathing going around.
Yeah. But no.
Between you
like,
and I, there was plenty of scathing.
Yeah.
Had.
Oh, but like, no, but God. We did a thing, and I was like, you know what? Cool. I've done that thing. I got a little taste of it. I'm glad I tried it because, like, you know, at the end of the day, in almost every circumstance, I'm glad I've tried something new.
Right.
I will say that while that my personal victory there of trying something new. That does pale in comparison to the impressiveness that was the overall show, which was, I think, an hour, was it?
Yeah, it was an hour.
That's a magnificent hour of nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I think, one of the highlights for a lot of people. And we talked about this, if you're a long-time listener, or at least listened for at least a year, you remember us doing the recap of Die Laughing, and that was one of the things people brought up consistently.
Yeah.
It was like, that was fucking crazy, stupid, and fun.
Yeah.
So, and real briefly, what is White Male Privileged Dancers? Because I don't know if we spelled it out.
Okay,
lately.
So the White Male Privileged Dance Show it's actually a show that was born out of this fucking podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Where Matt and Salsa were like, I could do
burlesque
better than you.
It's basically a slap bet type
like,
thing.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I'll facilitate the shit out of this.
And Jenna's like, now I'm a producer.
Except the person getting slapped was the audience's eyes.
Yep. Yeah. But no, the concept of the show is white dudes dancing specifically in traditionally female roles.
Yeah.
So we'll have a belly dancer this year. We've got some more like feminine music that is set, you know, like a guy doing more feminine style dancing to something that you would just be like that's a chick thing.
Cool.
We're gonna have some very political burlesque type stuff.
Yeah, I mean the whole idea. Yeah. I mean, just on its face, kind of addresses and challenges some gender norms,
exactly,
as well as some socio-political norms,
mm-hmm.
and that's important.
So
you know, we're not probably changing the world, but we're broadening the world's perspective a little bit, hopefully.
Just a touch,
and in a fun
through
way,
comedy.
Like, that's the thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like you know, it's a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah. So yeah.
Do you know when that is? What night? Is that Saturday night late? Or Friday night late?
I don't remember which one.
We'll let you know by the end of the show.
It's
mine is going to be a lot more slapsticky. Yeah, honestly,
that's good.
Yeah, I don't.
That's fun. You know,
I don't know if any of the burlesque this year is as straight up burlesque-y, or as. No, I'm going to take that back. I think the burlesque this year is going to be more burlesque as opposed to more stripper.
So more fun and funny. Not that it wasn't fun last year, but like the idea of being silly, being prized over.
Okay, we've
to be like
gotten
weird,
comfortable
sexy.
Taking our clothes off. Now how do we play
now what's
that?
Our gimmick?
Yeah, which makes perfect sense. Because it's like, okay, I had to do the first one where I just had to figure out how to get through it.
Right.
Now I can go, now where do we make that weird? Like, because then you start adding bells and whistles. It's like, you know, a sword swallowing act or a comedy act. Like, you go, the first one you just have to do to see if you can do it.
Yep.
Then you can start making it good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I look forward to this greatly. Die Laughing this year, by the way. You can go to dielaughingmarathon.com and check out the schedule and all that. And, of course, this would be, as Chip mentioned today when I was on Skype with him, he loves Die Laughing because this is one of the only times during the year he can actually see the Fearless shows, many of which he designs the logo for, and still never gets to see, often not even still pictures.
Right.
So he's like, I've made logos for all these shows that they've had to tell me about so I can come up with a concept,
never
and
even
I never
of
get
that.
The payoff. Yeah. And he goes, Die Laughing is my favorite because I get to actually go, nope, I can watch as much as I can stay awake for that whole weekend.
Yep.
And so, dear listeners that are often
and record the
not
rest,
local,
yeah.
You can hit up dielaughingmarathon.com, check out the schedule, see what looks interesting, trust that things that you've never heard of will also be good, and you can stream the whole thing online. You may or may not want to see Salsa mostly naked, so, you know, exercise caution. Yeah. But
I'm going to be less naked than I was last year.
Thank God.
I know. And everyone rejoiced.
but no, it's going to be a good time. I'm so looking forward to this year. This is going to be so much fun shit. Old hat returning acts that we know and love.
Oh,
my
God.
And folks that I know of but have not seen.
Yeah, I'm really
excited.
Excited
about things that are completely unknown quantities. Which is
We have some people that are trying comedy for the first time during this marathon.
I fucking love it. Yep.
And what's amazing to me is we have a couple of people that are doing the Die Laughing this year that are people I grew up with as adults in my life.
Mm.
And so for me, there's like this weird bizarro world thing where I'm like, yes, now I get to produce for you.
Ah, there you go.
It's like, yay!
That's good.
So yeah, I'm super, super excited about this Die Laughing.
And so now, like, we know we have at least some amount of belly dancing to look forward to.
Yes.
During the White Male Privileged Dancers. I dig it. Other things we're all doing, you know, besides Die Laughing, or we all did, I guess. Polar Plunge, you want to start there?
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, I was there. I didn't do it.
To be fair, you were there to watch Asher.
I was.
Which is probably the most difficult part.
Yeah.
Of the day.
Pretty much.
He was better behaved than I think either Salter.
He had oversized Jenga.
Yeah.
Once he warmed up, he was fine.
You have to kind of like get the temperature of the room. And get
man, that that first 20
funny,
to 30
dude.
Minutes
but,
of him just like, to go with the crazy lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we
that
have
is the right reaction.
We have talked about this ad nauseum many, many times, but we did the Polar Plunge for the Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
All of that money that we raised went to the Special Olympics. Not a penny of it went to us in any way, shape, or form.
So you're one of the donors. Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yes.
It was really important to us in Fearless to go, we want to make sure that we are not just saying, fund our stupid ideas. You know, we
if
also
you're spend your whole year asking for money. It's good to ask for money.
Exactly.
For things that you also believe in.
Exactly. You know, help out the rest of the world a little bit.
Yeah. You know, like helping do like a gym organize a thing with the Shakopee JCs.
Yep.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do other things where we try to become part of the community as well.
Yep.
And that's not a whole lot. I'm trying not to make it all pat us on the back.
No. But
that is.
But I mean,
is,
it was
like,
that
how much cooler is it to do something like this
exactly
on someone else's behalf?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really rad.
So we got a team. It was Matt and I and James Fairburn.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Awful Copter podcast. Wait. Jesse Goines.
From the Fantastic Voyage Improv. Mm-hmm. And Fearless.
And
Andy Wilkins, who is now Andy Rapella?
Oh, yep. That's right. Oh, I keep forgetting the last name.
Yeah, she went and got hitched.
Yeah, she got married. So
yeah,
it's Andy Rapella
she
now.
And Justin did their honeymoon in Disney like 2 or 3 weeks before
yep.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really kind of fun. It's like watching their progress and then being there like 3 weeks later and like, ah.
So the five of us jumped and it was a lot of fun. It was so different this year, though.
Yeah, and like, it was my first year.
Ridiculously different, because...
So I feel like I got... Okay, so... Like, how was it? I'm like, pretty light on the polar.
So here's...
It was 52!
So, yeah, exactly. This is...
That sounds cold, depending on where you live.
Most years, you get out on the ice, and you've got a solid sheet of ice, and they cut, like, a 10-foot, 12-foot square hole in the ice. Yeah. It's about, I'd say, 4 feet deep. About
the
where
that
they
you
cut
don't have to have your head submerged if you don't want
exactly
it. Yeah.
But you know when they say jump, you know you're actually jumping. You're standing on the edge of the ice and you jump in.
It's like junior high in the pool.
Exactly. Yeah. You know you're plunging in. This year, however, it was so warm that we didn't have a lot of ice.
Yeah, none of the ice was safe.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. So they had their whole situation out on you know their setup on the ice there, but we couldn't actually go out there. So what they we'd have had
unexpected planches.
Exactly. So a few of those. So what they did instead is they set up kind of a U-shaped track. Like they put out a barrier. I'd say a good 20 feet into the water?
Maybe even a little more, yeah. But basically just like a little buoy with a...
Yeah, exactly. So it went straight out, and so what you had to do is you started on the beach, and instead of jumping straight into the water, which was, you know, like I said, 4 feet deep, and you just get it all done at once, this was you're standing on the beach and you have to run out and go around the corner and then run back in. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But
high knees, everyone.
I mean, it was warmer outside, so that was nice.
Waiting was nothing.
But on the other hand, instead of just going under the water and then coming back out, this was my feet, my shins, my knees, slow, like,
And it took a good, I don't know, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Probably to get
to make
the
full loop.
Which is a lot longer than you might spend in the water in the
ocean. And the other thing I need to mention is at the end of this barrier that was out there was a fountain.
Yep.
So it wasn't just like run out and run back in. Like you got halfway there and you had water pouring down on you. So they did make sure
up from the lake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you did get wet. You did get pretty soaked.
And I did the. I got in as far as I could.
Quite
as soon
cold.
As I started to lose my footing, just dove.
Yeah, and like, that's the right way to do it. Yeah. But I've mentioned before the thing with the polar plunge is the water temperature is usually colder than the air.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, the other way around. The air temperature is usually colder than the water. So when you come out, that's when it's worse.
Yeah.
Because it was so nice out this time, the water was way colder. So coming out, you came out and you had that water on you and that was cold. But otherwise, it was like, I'm dripping wet and it's cold, but...
Not that cold.
But I'm, you know, you kind of stand there on the beach and cheer at the crowd.
Like,
and
everybody's like, I can't believe you did that. That's crazy. You're like, shh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It was still cold.
It is not that is not my ideal way to go. But it was really fun.
It was a different beast this year.
This is what, year three or four?
This is our third year for doing it for Fearless.
Yep.
And this is the first year I've had available to do it. And I had a fucking blast. I'm very, very glad I did it. I will be a part of it any year that
schedule
allows. Yeah. Because I feel like, I don't know what it was. I had shows or rehearsals or something the last couple of years.
These things
happen. It does. I mean, that works for everybody. Like, you never quite know. But it always sounded fun. And now having done it, I can confirm it's fun. So I will say also, dear listener, if there is a polar plunge near you, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If there's just something equivalent, because they do like a torchlight marathon here as well. You can do that if you don't want to jump on a lake. You can do a little run a little bit and earn
they have
some money.
They have a marathon.
There's all
and
kinds
everything
of stuff.
Like
yeah,
that.
So you know, don't forget that doing work for the good of others makes you feel good. I will specifically say though that doing a polar plunge is a ton of fun. And we had a blast. We were there for a couple hours and listened to weird DJ music and jumped in a lake and hugged it out and just had a great time.
Yeah.
Talked to Andrea and Justin
there is
on the bus on the way back to our cars.
There are nobody. Nobody there isn't smiling.
It's the best.
Right.
Everybody's having a great time.
Everyone is in such
a good this
mood.
Festive atmosphere. We were smart this year and did the pre-check-in, so we were in
we
and out
exactly
in no time.
Yep.
What's like last year? I didn't know there was a pre-check-in, so we just like our jump time was 3 hours after we got there. So it was we hung around, we went and got breakfast
and
stuff like that. But yeah, this was we knew when we were going to jump. We got there, we jumped in, we got done, we took pictures, and we were basically done.
Yeah, our money was raised, and off we went.
It doesn't take a lot out of your day.
No, if you have the chance, based on locality, obviously, to do something like this, I would highly advocate doing it. And I will say, if you do do a polar plunge or some other kind of wacky ass thing like mm-hmm. that for charity, post them on the Apropos of Nothing Facebook wall. I'd love to see them. I think they're really cool. I think it'd be really neat to see what our listeners are doing out there to
what other stupid shit should we do to raise money?
Yeah, if you've got ideas, let us know, because I'm down for doing charity stuff. As whenever I've got mm-hmm. a free day for whatever the event is, I would happily do something. That sounds cool. You know, I'm not going to be able to run like a 10K because I literally can't run that far.
No,
but I love the idea of it. So yeah, like, you know, show us what you're doing, because that's cool and might give us ideas. And if you have suggestions, let us know what works for you. And post that on the Facebook mm-hmm. page. It'd be great.
Yeah, I gotta add watching Asher. So I brought him over to watch the plunge, mm-hmm. the actual plunge portion. I tore him away from his toys. he was like, "Papa,
what the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah. Well, and that was it. So I'm like, "Oh look, there goes Papa," and he's just got this look on his face, like, "What the fuck is your issue? What is your issue?" Was exactly that look. And I'm like, that's appropriate.
Oh, sure, you do that, but I try to play in the toilet and I'm the bad guy.
Right? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's how it starts. Other thing we all did.
Fibtoberfest.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose, oh, God, that was an adorable look. What did we all do? I don't even know.
This is great, Fibtoberfest.
Oh my God!
To publicly congratulate you and all the other second best.
Thank you very much.
That was a really really good Fibtoberfest. I had a blast.
We had over 150 gallons of alcohol. Mm-hmm. I believe it was somewhere in the 120 range of beer and another 30 gallons of cider and mead. Had a couple surprises show up. Mm-hmm. Somebody showed up with some licorice porter later in the afternoon that we did not know was going to be there. What? So we had to make some last second, literally, like, we were changing kegs out, and he shows up and he's like, "You switching kegs out?" And we're like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Here you go." It was like,
"I got that one. It was good." Yeah, but really good.
But there was no warning. He didn't.
No, I love that.
We
as a
said
organizer, that was delightful.
When you've got that many kegs that you've got to switch around and still have a pretty good balance of different styles and stuff like that throughout the night, mm-hmm. you can't just throw an extra keg of something in there without it having repercussions. Yeah.
Right.
So we had to, like, so what we're going to do is we're going to take this one out and we're going to put this in, and this one is not been going so well, so we'll take that one out, we'll replace it with this one, and that'll work out. Awesome. And then we'll still have two porters and we won't, you know, run out of IPAs or something like that. And so just like those quick mental calculations, sure, because one keg showed up.
Yeah, all the usual.
But we had...
Do you have a rough idea of attendance?
We had the fruit corner.
Yeah.
Where we started out with raspberry wheat and a cider and a orange mead.
Your orange peel mead was over
the
there.
Orange peel mead.
I didn't get any orange peel mead.
Did you really? I got it twice.
Really upset. Fuck
I didn't
you.
Need that next.
Well,
fuck you.
Well, here's the thing. It's gone.
Yeah.
That's so not surprising.
I'm sorry, yeah, you can't have any.
Like, I got there about a half an hour to an hour.
Yeah,
I think I just missed it.
That was one of the big ones. Another one of the really big popular ones was Pedantic Eric made
the Coriander Kolsch.
The Coriander Kolsch.
That was my favorite beer of the night.
Absolutely. I think that even got Andy's seal of approval.
That one was so fucking good.
It was,
and
really,
that could have gone
really
either way.
Good. Yeah,
like that's a bold move. But like, that was the one where I'd go, "Oh, hey," I'd bump into someone like, "What have you tried?" And they go, "This is what's your favorite so far?" One of the most common answers was the
coriander.
Kolsch.
Yeah, the
it
coriander
was
Kolsch.
Really fucking good.
It was the coriander Kolsch. It was the orange peel mead and the London is Burning porter.
Yes, that was also good.
It was an English porter. And that one also got a lot of play.
Yep. That was very good. Dane was there for a little bit with some growlers.
Of Burning Brothers, yep.
Yep, Burning Brothers. He had a grapefruit IPA he brought, mm-hmm. which was phenomenal. He had a very grapefruit-forward flavor, and I don't like grapefruit, but I like grapefruit flavor.
Yep.
And he nailed it. Actually, was it a double chocolate strawberry?
No, it was a chocolate dip strawberry.
Chocolate dip strawberry. That one was pretty high on my list. I only wished it was bolder.
I see.
The flavor you got.
I said the same thing.
It was like, this tastes exactly like what it says it is. I just wish the flavor was stronger.
Yeah.
So, if you had to add an extra, half pound or something.
See, I wanted to add more strawberry, and I talked to a couple people, and they were like, I don't know, and so I...
But whatever you were doing, you were onto something, because it was like, everybody's like, oh my god, he fucking nailed it. It's just not as strong as I wanted. You know, and so that's... Yep. But that's fine, because it was still good.
Well, the thing is the strawberry smell was very strong.
Oh, very on point.
Yeah.
The smell was right there, but the strawberry flavor kind of disappeared somewhere.
Yeah, it's there. So, I mean, it was in there.
Yeah.
But we were all just oh my god, if you just tweak this once or twice, this will become my new favorite beer. It was so good. Yeah, there was a ton of guys. I'm not going to remember all of them.
No. Well, Pedantic Eric's wife, Caitlin...
Yes,
Made a Belgian wit.
Yes,
which was also really good. Mm-hmm. The knights really, really did well.
Yeah, they.
It was a good night for the night.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they made a good showing.
56 Brewing brought a keg.
Yeah,
and that was cashed out.
Super good.
That was it was a porter, I think.
It was some kind of porter, but I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
It was
a whatever brewery. I'm like, "Oh, they're excellent."
It was a something porter,
and they have a tap room somewhere that I've never been to. And I was like, "Okay, I appreciate."
But yeah,
this.
That went real fast too. yeah, that was. I mean, there was so much stuff. The old wacko.
That was
Old Weirdo. That's what it was.
Dan Patton and TJ?
And yep, TJ and Dan worked together to make Old Weirdo, which was a clone of old Old Peculiar. It's a clone of Old Peculiar.
That's what it was. Oh my god, that drove me nuts.
But it was they made an Old Peculiar clone and they called it Old Weirdo. and it was really good. Super, super good. But the best part was when you're bartending and somebody orders that, you turn to the guy at the taps and you go, "Weirdo!"
Yes! Oh, that's fun.
I was busy all goddamn night. Oh my god.
Yeah, you barely moved from that bar.
I was so fucking busy, and I woke up the next day in so much pain. I hurt everywhere.
So, you want to learn a belly dance?
Yeah, lifting cakes and belly dancing sounds like that's
right. What that's the new exercise.
Billy Blanks or Billy Banks.
Actually, I don't know. My juggling routine my workout routine is juggling bowling pins.
No thanks.
That wears you out real fast.
Nope.
I can barely juggle kerchiefs. So you know.
There was a lot of really good beer.
Yeah, and, Oktoberfest this year I thought was great.
Yeah.
Megan and I got there I think 5 minutes before it officially started.
Okay.
Because last year was her first, and we got there probably an hour deep, and I had spent the week previous pimping the pretzels.
Oh, did she not get pretzels?
They were gone when we got there.
Already?
Last year.
Oh, yeah. Last year. Okay.
They were gone. Yeah. And so this year we got there 5 minutes.
So you could get a goddamn pretzel.
And I'm like, no, we're going to be that gate crasher and be the first fucking person. We walk up and there's two people kind of talking about how to run the door because it's not open yet.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey. And it's Seth or whoever. It's just oh, hey. And then I forget the other guy's name. And he was just he's like, they're good, just give them a stamp, they're fine, we know them, but what you want to do is blah, blah, blah. And then we go in and we went straight to the table of food and I was like, where there, these, get one now. And we're just I'm like, ooh, and she's like a fucking squirrel. And I was like, I told you. And she's like, oh my god. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And then we chat with a couple people and then head into the tap room, get a beer. Okay, get another beer. I'm like, let's go get another pretzel. She's like, but there's not even a lot of people here. She's like, this is why there were no pretzels for us last year. This is how it goes.
Yeah.
I feel like if we give ourselves half an hour between pretzel, it's fair to get a pretzel.
It's fair, yeah.
So I think we ended up with three over the course of the night. I don't know if they did run out or not.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, I didn't get a pretzel.
By the time I got to the table, there were only a few left.
I did not get
one. I got one.
Because there were the big bags of them.
Yep.
And so once I knew that, then we were hanging on just talking, and I realized, oh, shit, the big platter's empty. I know that bag is full of pretzels. Other people might not know that. So I just went up and like picked up the bag and like
put it, yeah,
and just shook a bunch of pretzels out of the thing. Like it, there are more pretzels, just you know, no one knows where they are. Mm-hmm. And like just swore, you know, like Zack Snyder, yep. Dawn of the Dead zombies. And I forget, like Adam or Seth or somebody walks by and they're just like, "Oh, there's more pretzels." I'm like, "Yeah, I dump some more." I'm like, "Yeah, that's cool, good." And someone's got to get rid of these. I'm like, "I don't think you're gonna have to worry."
Yeah.
The raffle was also fucking sweet.
The raffle was exceptionally sweet because Porter thought he won
that was
the
hilarious.
Martini glass and pitcher prize.
Oh, but he didn't?
No.
Oh, what happened?
Megan won it. Porter had flip-flopped a zero
to
and
the
a three.
Numbers.
Oh, he dyslexic'd his?
Yeah. He basically, so it was just like, the winner is... Blah, 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 blah.
I believe it's dyscalculus.
Yeah. And Megan had like 40 fucking tickets. Because she had like two things she really wanted.
Right.
So she put, like,
well, the other thing was if you bought $20 worth of tickets, you got a free glass.
Which we both did.
From Dan Peltzman's wedding.
While they
wedding.
Lasted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was the ones with the chalkboard.
Paper, exactly.
So you can draw on them. So I was beast mode.
For Dan Peltzman's wedding, he made, they were the place settings for your table is on your glass. It had your name and your table number.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But it's really smart.
So yeah, so it was just clear, you know, pint glasses with the chalk paint on them.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch left over. So if you bought $20 in raffle tickets, you got a free glass. And then you could,
while supplies last.
Yeah, exactly.
It was about a half hour.
Yeah.
Because
no,
like,
time.
Where'd you get the glass? I'm like, oh, I could go buy $20 worth of raffle tickets. And they go over and they're like, oh, I don't have any more. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I got here early.
Yeah, no, right? Exactly. They
each got one, and
yeah.
They were great, yeah.
My wife ended up with one, too. So.
Good. But, yeah, so we...
but
she dumped, like, 20 tickets in the one thing, 20 tickets in the other. They called out, and Porter, who I assume had less tickets, you know, was like, oh, shit! And he goes running up there, and, you know, they verified, and they're like, nope. And Megan's like, oh. And then she finishes checking tickets. She's like, oh, shit, I won. And she's going, I'm like, fuck you. And she walks by Porter. And, like,
it was
gets
beautiful.
Her shit. And it was two
so
martini glasses that have, like, a like glass-blown, like, olive in the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like, they were fucking great. Like, a pitcher or whatever.
Yeah.
With a stir stick, yeah.
Delightful. Like, yeah. The other thing she wanted so bad, and here's how you know it's so bad. There was the man cave package.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is an inflatable, let's say, like, what, 3-4 foot
it
long?
It was about 3 foot. No, it was more than that. It was bigger than my son.
It was big.
So it was about 4 feet long, you know, and about 2 feet wide, inflatable NASCAR
but like
car.
A beer brand on
yep.
it. And then there was a big print of, like, a deer in snow.
Yep.
There was
a big,
a
it was
socks.
Like a Miller Lite mug, and the
like
head
a
was a surfer on the head
yeah.
of it.
Okay.
It was,
and
it
then
was
there
so
was a glass Smirnoff light
mirror.
Yeah.
Mirror
yeah.
light thing.
And so that was, okay, so Megan sees that plastic Miller mug with the searchers. I want that. With, like, conviction. And I'm like, what is it? She goes, I don't care. I want that. She doesn't know it's part of a lot. She doesn't know what you're bringing
right,
on.
Yeah.
She just wants... She saw it from like 10 feet away and just like, that. I want that surfing thing. So she put like $20 worth of raffle tickets
oh,
in
Jesus.
There, did not win it.
Right.
Right.
Went to the winner. Like 20 minutes after the raffle and was like, cash money, how much do you want for the surfer guy? And he's like, no, I mean, I want that. She goes, I will literally, she's like, I will pay you right now for that. What do you, and he's like, no. And she's like, motherfucker. She's like, I guess I got these sweet martini glasses that won't make me look like an asshole. Like,
that was you know, the funny thing is we actually talked about taking.
She was so fucking into that. And I was like,
oh,
I knew
God.
Better. I was just like,
we actually,
yeah,
we actually
let her do her thing.
We actually,
I think the Dennis and Heather gave her like 5 extra tickets to dump in there because
fuck.
They were like, clearly you need this.
Wow.
Like,
no, the funniest part is we before people showed up, we saw that and we were like, you know, what would be really funny is if we took that fucking Miller Surfer obnoxious. It's 3D. Like,
it
stuck
it's
out almost
weird.
A
it's
foot
awful.
From the wall.
You would mount this in a bar in a small
yeah.
town, yeah.
But we were like, what we should do is just hang it on the wall in the bar and then just pretend it had always been there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And,
yeah.
you know, just like the owner would come through and be like, what about that? And it's like, what do you mean? That was here when we got here. I didn't, mm-hmm. It's yours.
Oh, actually, quick sidebar about the owner.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he cool?
Oh, my God, he's fantastic.
Here's how cool. Megan and I pull up. We park. We get out, we walk, we're walking to the thing. this car pulls into the parking lot of the P&A, stops right there because it's kind of blocking the sidewalk as you walk in. And dude rolls down the passenger window and goes, "You're going to the P&A hall?" And we go, "Yeah." "You can't park there." And we're like, "We're on the street, dude. That should be fine." Mm-hmm. He goes, "No. Read the signs carefully. You will get a ticket, $70, if you park where you just parked. Go up to the left and around the corner."
Yep.
And I go, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "Oh my God, thanks." And so we go back and we check, and he's right. Like, we had parked.
And they were ticketing. Yeah, like, at happened, 5 yeah, o'clock.
He just happened to see us and waited until we walked a half a block and got there. And he was just like, boom, and told us where to go. We went and parked and came back in. And he was just like, then we got back, and he's just setting up the sign for your event. I'm like, "Dude, thank you. Like, that's amazing. Like,
yeah.
That's awesome." And he goes, yeah. "Just no big deal."
Yep.
Just, like, doing a solid he didn't have to give a shit about. He could have not been paying attention to where anyone's parking on the block.
Right.
Could have just been going to work. But I was like, "You are fucking rad." And, like, that dude deserved all the, like,
the great thing about that was awesome. The manager of that hall, he is a very large man.
Mm-hmm.
Very portly. His hands are fucking meat. Slabs.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, you shake his hand and his hand engulfs it's yours silent. And it's solid. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And he speaks with a very thick Polish accent.
I didn't try to imitate it because it would be...
No. Very thick accent. And the very first year that we did this event, you know, we were talking to him and we're looking at the hall and he's like, "So what is this event?" And we're like, "Oh, well, we make a lot of beer and we bring beer and we serve it to our friends. And that's it." Which, if you're the owner of the hall, you're going, "Oh, fuck. There's going to be fights. There is going to be people puking all over the place.
Right.
There is going to be broken shit." That first year, he was like,
you could tell he was just,
oh, like, he was like, he walked in. We were like, "Would you like something to drink?" And he was like, no. He would like get some soda or something like that. And he walked around that first year in a fucking daze. Because here he was with an event where all we did was serve beer to people.
The whole entertainment was beer.
Yeah.
And everybody was having a great time. There were kids running around. Everybody was laughing, smiling. And then the end of the night, we had that place fucking clean. We were mopping the floors. And he was like, "You don't need to do that." And we're like, "Oh, we got it. We're almost halfway done anyway." And we just keep mopping. And he was just like, "Who the fuck are these guys?"
What the hell?
What is going on? Yeah. What the fuck? You know, like, we were washing, like, the inside of the cooler and stuff, mm-hmm. where we had the kegs. And he's just like, "What? You don't need to do that." And we're like, "No, we got it. It's fine." And he didn't know what the fuck to think. So now they love us. Now he shows up, is like, "Would you like a beer?" And he's like, "Yeah, let me try that one."
Yeah.
You know, he knows we're good, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the
this
thing.
Year, he actually, like, just gave Seth one of the keys. He was just like, I trust you guys.
Yeah, you take your shit.
Yeah.
Do your thing. When you're done, let me know.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, that guy's rad, and he absolutely loves us.
The P&A hall's been incredibly kind.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a nice hall. It really does serve our purposes very nice.
Fucking Pedantic Eric and Caitlin's wedding.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great room. Anything else we should cover before we take a quick break?
No, I don't think so.
All right, cool. We will take a break then, and we will be back with, I don't know, we'll be back with something. We'll figure it out.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Oh, hey, we're back.
Oh, are we?
Oh, we are.
And I'm Matt.
And I'm Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
Allegedly.
No, I am.
I meant all of us.
Oh. No, we are.
Purportedly.
Allegheny?
Who are you? Why am I here? What's going on?
Anyway. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Damn it.
What did you expect?
How about... Because I feel like we're nearing the end of our night.
I mean, we're getting there.
How about we talk about a pick-me-up?
A pick-me-up.
Well, something like right that now, would... I think that would give you a little boost.
An edge.
Yeah, ooh. So to speak. I feel like, to me, that would be a little bit of caffeine. and that if you're going to have a caffeine delivery system, to me that would be True Stone Coffee.
It would indeed be True Stone
Coffee. Oh, yeah.
Which, of course, you can find at TrueStoneCoffee.com, and it can get delivered to your door from TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Yes. But I'm so lazy.
And here's why it's so important. Because you can get that at a discounted rate.
What?
By using the promo code...
Apropos!
Anyway, yeah, you can... Okay, look. Go to True Stone Coffee. Get yourself some of the most delicious coffee in the world. Light, medium, dark roast, etc. Cold press, which, as we've gushed over before, is amazing. Whichever you prefer. Sent to your door and get that 10% off with our promo code...
Apropos!
Or if you're a human...
Apropos?
Attaboy.
That sounds kind of French to me.
Your goddamn name on it. That's pretty dope. But yeah, they'll send you the best coffee you've ever had in your life, and you're supporting us and a really awesome local coffee place.
Yeah.
So yeah, check them out, TrueStoneCoffee.com, promo code apropos, have yourself some delicious, delicious coffee, and think of us when you wake up in the morning, but not just when you're in the shower, but like while you're also sipping your coffee.
Well, yeah, I mean, in the shower too.
Well, that's fine. I said not just. I said you can do both. On that note, how about a fast five?
Fast five!
Quick six!
Oh, damn
no!
It.
Fuck! Unless God, you got something to back up, you piece of shit, you're fired.
No.
Wait, can we fire him? Finally, please.
So, going through fast five questions from the past, which if you are
from
new,
Zapata.
The way these work, it's we get a list of five questions, A or B choices, Coke or Pepsi type stuff without context, and then we get a separate email from a listener with the context of those choices. We have to make our guess before knowing the context. This one comes to us from Devonin.
Yay, Devonin.
Long-time listener of the show.
Yeah, hopefully so, still.
This one comes to us from January 20th of 2013.
We're in 2013
now. I know,
now.
Right?
We're
getting I'm super excited.
Having finally caught up with the backlog of this podcast, I'm reasonably sure there aren't any repeats here, so I've got some fast five for you.
Yeah.
Question one, Twilight or Star Wars?
Star Wars?
I think that has to be like a fan-based thing, because thematically, I feel like it's pretty
like, who has the more annoying fan
base? Kind of what I'm thinking, so I'm going to go Twilight.
Ooh.
Twilight.
I'm going to stick with Star Wars, hoping against hopes that it's, you know, who does better fanfic or something.
Question two, Mac or Linux? If it's which one do I understand the least, I guess it's Linux, because I've spent at least a little time working on a Mac, but...
I've got a Linux?
I mean, they're all... I don't... Oh, God. Context is so important to this one. Well,
I feel like a lot of these ones are going to be...
I don't understand. shit. Don't make me choose.
I'm going to make you
I'm
choose.
I'm going to say which one is more pretentious... And I'm going to say Mac.
I feel like you might be right there.
Because I feel like it's more unduly pretentious, if nothing else.
Yeah. Linux is pretentious, but at least it is actually small exclusive.
You're
Mac
right.
Just likes to say it is.
Exactly.
Question three, the Beatles or Nirvana?
Ooh.
And I think I'm sensing a pattern, so I'm going to say overrated. I'm going to say Beatles.
Yeah, what? Beatles.
Ah, Nirvana. And don't get me wrong, I love Nirvana.
Sure.
But I think for their time, the Beatles were definitely...
Overrated?
No.
Question four, Jim Morrison or Jimi Hendrix? I dislike both. I do think Jimi Hendrix had actual talent. Jim Morrison was a shitty poet that was high.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. As Henry Rollins once said, any man that uses the word azure is just trying to fuck you, ladies. So,
there's nothing wrong with that.
If he pronounces it right, oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, fuck Jim Morrison.
I'm gonna
hopefully.
That's only my. You could have a different read on.
I'm gonna
it
go Hendrix. And I really don't have a reason for it.
That's fair.
But yeah,
all
right. Hedging my bets here.
That's fair. Question five: The Outsiders or West Side Story?
What's The Outsiders?
I'm not sure. I don't think I've seen it.
Which is...
Wait, you haven't seen... Outsiders is also a book.
Yeah.
It's like
Outsiders,
like
West Side Story, Rumblefish. There's a bunch of things that are kind of like people's things they like that are terrible.
Are they like both
the only one I know of
Romeo
is
and Juliet clones?
No.
No, outside of I mean,
being a musical is West Side Story. Fuck musicals.
They both deal with.
So I'm gonna say West Side Story.
They both deal with
that.
Racial issues.
Oh,
to a degree. Yeah.
Or low class.
I'm gonna go with West Side Story just because I know it.
I fucking hate West Side Story.
Well, I didn't say I liked it. I just said I knew it.
No, I'm just saying that's why I'm picking that.
I'm gonna go with Outsiders because I feel like an outsider right now.
There you go. All right, let's see what we got here. Here we have the answers.
Ooh.
I hope you find them interesting. I do. And I feel like we were on the similar ideas for some of these. So question one, which was... Oh, Twilight or Star Wars?
Yeah.
Whose extremely rabid fan minority is more annoying? I like that.
Can stick with it.
Twilight.
I think Twilight is more annoying. Yeah,
I'll switch back.
As I get older, I appreciate how broad and obvious a lot of Star Wars is, but it's done well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is just, you know, it is, you know, Joseph Campbell done very well. Question two. Crap. They're on the same one. Let me check. Mac or Linux? Whose extremely rabid fan minority is more annoying? I think that's what we all said, basically.
Yeah,
right?
That's basically what we're talking about.
So,
Mac or Linux? Who's more annoying?
Mac.
While being in the minority?
I think Mac.
Mac actually is the better answer there. I would change my note. And question three, Beatles or Nirvana, which theoretically influential band actually had the bigger influence?
Oh.
The Beatles had the bigger influence.
I think the Beatles did have the bigger influence.
I would say both are pretty massive. But I think
both are massive. I think the Beatles
actually. Well, the Beatles had 70 years. Yeah. 70 years from now, I'd be curious to see what people think. But I also think they had the benefit of being around for kind of the birth of an era.
Well, benefit or not, they were still more influential.
No, for sure. That's like, I think that behooves them.
Oh, I see what
Nirvana
you're saying.
Helped create a sound. The Beatles helped create a genre.
Yeah.
And that's tough to do. If you could go back in time and save one of these musicians, Jimi Hendrix or Jim Morrison,
aha!
Who would make music for another 30 years?
Which I chose. I chose correct.
Yeah, Hendrix.
I would bring Hendrix. I agree. Fuck Jim Morrison. I think there's nothing of value he brings to the table. And lastly,
well, plus there were three other people in the band.
In Hendrix's band?
In Morrison.
I thought you said two.
No, there was the organist and the guitarist and.
Oh, I guess guitar. Yeah.
And the drum.
Sorry. Yeah.
God.
No one could possibly care.
Well, I care.
We get angry letters.
I don't
anyway,
actually care.
Anyway, and lastly, The Outsiders or West Side Story. Which jeans-wearing, hair-greasing punks would make a better avatar of Sneaky Pete from KOL?
Oh. Outsiders.
I gotta assume Outsiders. There's nothing good about West Side Story.
I'm gonna go with Outsiders because Sneaky Pete doesn't sing. He's not a...
Unless he wanted to be smooth.
Right.
He's
but,
a smooth
but,
criminal.
But he's not a disco bandit or an accordion thief.
No, he's the inspiration for such. So
I know.
He moves between worlds. I'm just saying, whatever he's doing has to be the epitome or whatever that thing is.
Epitome. I said it that way, too, when I was growing up.
No, I say it that way as a joke.
I know. I'm saying I legitimately said that growing up because
Oh, that's funny because it calls
me. I learned that word by reading it, and so I always thought it was epitome, not epitome.
Which, so fucking hard to figure that shit out, right? But, I feel like there are a few things less noxious than anything in West Side Story, and so therefore I have to assume The Outsiders is better.
Plus, Outsiders, as a name,
is pretty cool.
West Side Story, Outsiders. Yeah, Outsiders is a little more badass.
Yep. Agreed. All right. Anything major we got to pimp before we get out of here?
Die Laughing.
Which we mentioned briefly, actually not so briefly. So what we can do is say go to dielaughingmarathon.com. It will be April 1st weekend. You can get a full schedule of performers there. You can stream it online there once it starts happening. If you are local, you can attend in person. We will be performing this year at the Phoenix Theater in Uptown, right off of Hennepin and 26th.
We're going to have a real stage.
Hell yeah. So if you want to show up and watch us in person because you are close enough to do so, please do. That would be delightful. And Other than that, many of the things you come to expect from a Die Laughing, if you're a long-time listener, will be the same. It'll be a bunch of us being tired and stupid. There will be challenges.
Drinking a lot of True Stone.
There will be punishments. There will be coffee.
I'm actually doing more shows this year.
I'm still trying to figure out how many shows I'm doing. I keep getting messages from people telling me what I'm in, and I'm finding out some more than I thought.
So, dumbass.
It happens every year.
Every year I usually do a few of them. Yeah. But this year I think I'm up to like 5 or 6.
Yeah, and every year I learn when someone goes, hey, what do you think of this? And I go, that sounds really fun. That's also apparently like a tacit agreement to do it.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that.
So you're dumb.
4 so far.
Yeah, I'm in a few. So.
And that's not including like some of the chip-ins like maybe Vilification Tennis, sure, and maybe Double Blind, and
but
you know,
count. Like
no, no, absolutely, but they're not givens. They're not. I don't know if I'm in those. Oh, I know I'm
you're
in
not
4.
Cast for sure, yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm cast in 4.
Yeah, as we get to like next week, week after, it's the week before. We will certainly let you guys know when we will all be on stage and performing. If you choose to tune in to check that out, just know that you will have a pretty good shot at seeing one or all of us if you tune in for a couple hours at any point. And you will have 100% chance of tuning in something awesome if you tune in at any point. Once again, that's our annual 50-hour comedy marathon for Fearless Comedy Productions. It's a nonprofit. Your donations, if you choose to donate, are tax-deductible if
assuming you're
in the
United
States.
Yep.
And you can watch that streaming online at dialogmarathon.com. And if you're here close enough to be here in person, or you want to make the drive or whatever, you can come up and go to the Phoenix Theater, 26th and Hennepin in Uptown, and check us out. It's a new venue. It's going to be, once again, part of being fearless. We're trying something a little different. We're moving to a new location, so we have a more theatrical setup, but a less sleep-friendly setup for us. So we'll see how that goes. So come be part of that experiment if you'd like. Does anyone else have a show coming up that you want to pimp?
I don't think so. I mean, the Vilification Tennis, the musical, is coming up.
I'm super excited for that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's in a couple weeks, so I suppose
awesome.
I can pimp
I cannot
that.
Wait.
Yeah, it's a thing. We've been, like, actually talking about and rehearsing things and
we've kicked
shit
that
like
idea
that.
Around, like, when I was part of the cast for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's like, wouldn't it be fun someday? And it's like, of course that doesn't happen until after I'm gone.
Yeah, well, but we finally got rid of you, so,
there
you
go.
Yeah.
So just remembered he has a gig.
Yeah. No, I don't have a gig, but next week is Pi Day.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my God, we're recording on, like,
we're recording
Pi
on Pi Day.
Cool.
We better have pie.
Well, the actual Pi Day party is going to be on the 25th.
Okay, so we have to have a pie next week.
We will figure something out.
Yeah, the three of us will figure out a pie.
But for all of you listeners, Pi Day is next week, next Tuesday. Eat some pie next Tuesday. Go online and go to like Baker Square or something like that. A lot of those places will give you like free pie on Pi Day. So check that out and celebrate Pi Day in your own nerdy way, but do that because it's fun.
Pie is delicious.
Pie is delicious.
That's what I'm told. Anyway, couple things that I would bring up as far as upcoming things. One, we talked last week about the Fringe Festival. And, you know, people getting in, people not getting in, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
All that good shit. So I had mentioned that I had, in fact, gotten in. I will now say that I have confirmed with my assistant director, Aaron Kennedy, that the show we will be producing will be a fully realized production of a friend of the show, Chip Limeburner's original script.
Oh, my God.
So we will bring a not quite hour-long horror production to the Fringe, which means I'm coordinating between Canada, an incredibly busy improviser, my limited skills.
That's hilarious.
Is the guy I'm looking at for costuming.
Nice.
Right. And we will be doing auditions in April.
He didn't mention anything about that.
This is a conversation that's 2 days
asshole.
Old. So he couldn't. But I'm super fucking excited. So if you're one of the people that went to the Twin Cities Horror Festival last year and got the chance to see the staged reading of The Well, which was well received, That went very, very well. It was great. And so we decided, all right, like, the whole point was to do this as a stage show. Let's give it a shot. We've got a free stage, basically. So we're going to do that. And it's ambitious as shit. I will be directing. Aaron Kennedy's isn't directing. Chip writing. The cast, we'll find out. Mm-hmm. But we got a couple months to figure it out. So it should be awesome. And lastly, the thing that you need to be at if you is local. Pi Day. Also happens to be the next date of Fearless Lab. Which I had not realized until this conversation.
Just this moment, yeah.
Guess
which
what's happening at Lab.
I gotta make some calls to Honey.
Yeah.
Because if I can supply pie to people, I fucking will.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, dear listeners, do not take this as a guarantee if you're local that there will be pie. If that is a thing that can
totally happen, take it as a guarantee.
If that is a thing that can happen, I'll post it in the event.
God,
because I don't know if they have pie or how that works, but I would love to have pie for the audience. However, what I can tell you is, as far as I know right now, what we're doing is basically because this is the final lab before Die Laughing. It's only a couple weeks out of Die Laughing. I wanted to feature people that you could see at Die Laughing.
Yes.
The majority of which are Fearless company members. So, this month you will be able to see, because I'm a dick and have forced him to do it, young Eric of the High Five Guys, Newsom Honeytown, Wise Fools, etc. I basically cajoled him through shame over the last few months to doing his first ever stand-up set.
Yes. Nice!
So he will be doing stand-up for the first time at Fearless Lab, which is exactly what Fearless Lab is for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Aaron Kennedy's new improv group, Pinky Swear, will be performing. You will be able to see, I believe, Pinky Swear as well as Aaron Kennedy doing Lounge Lizzie.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Lounge Lizzie.
Yeah.
Lounge Lizzie, by the way, got a run at Huge coming up.
We'll talk
about that more as we get closer, but she's like booked to do like a few weeks. It's gonna be
awesome. My god.
Yes.
Can I pause for a second? Like, she did that, I believe, for the first time at Die Laughing last year.
Yes.
And it was kind of like a last minute, oh shit, we had somebody back out.
And she was terrified.
Destroyed.
And she killed it.
And that has become destroyed.
Yeah.
A fucking thing.
It's so good.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
And her director is the guy who does the other kind of
Tom Reed does Launchasaurus Rex.
Yes.
Yes.
He is her director.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Perfect storm of awesome. Yeah.
I need to clean the
stool. We will. Let's get her on sometime before
I'll let you clean
she
it,
does.
Then.
I agree.
Huge. That'd be fun. Yeah. It's been a little while. Aidan Milligan will be coming in. David McKay. Becky Schmidt doing some Dr. Seuss, if I understand.
Yep.
And John Euchre, and I believe, I gotta double check, this is the last one, slightly here, Hot Scoops. So it might be on.
Steve Gaynor's gonna be there?
I believe we've got it. No. I believe I will also have Nancy Magistat. I tried to shove as many people into a single lab as I could. And just understand all of y'all are gonna get very little time, because I really want this to be just like shotgun.
Yeah.
As much shit. And I will also point out, Fearless Lab will be at Die Laughing Saturday the 1st, 4 p.m.
You got that booked yet?
Mostly.
Okay.
But what I've done there is picked people that are...
4 p.m.?
Some of the... Some of the regulars I get at Lab that are specifically not Fearless Company members.
Good call.
I'm doing the opposite for the Fearless Lab next week. I want it to be people from Fearless, so you can see the kind of crazy shit we do. And then at Lab, I want people to see what you could do.
Excellent.
If you are watching this in the audience, this could be you. If you're watching this on the video, this could be you.
Excellent.
I'll wait until we get to like the week out to reveal who that is, but I'm very excited. It's shaping up very, very nicely.
Okay.
So,
if there's anything I can use for marketing, though, that's kind of a thing.
Once it's like I said, once I've got a couple more confirmed, we probably can.
Let's talk shop on the podcast.
Let's do
that's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it's going to be really fun. It's I would say it's three quarters done.
Nice.
And I'm very happy with it. I'm waiting for one or two more confirmations. So we're doing
excellent.
Very well. And again, of course, any Die Laughing is good Die Laughing. So.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we're done.
Right? I'm good.
So, thanks everyone for listening. Hit up TrueStoneCoffee.com. Use promo code...
Apropos.
Get yourself some cheaper coffee. And, in the meantime, while you wait with bated breath for Die Laughing, as we know you do...
Oh, yeah.
Take care of yourselves and each other, and eat the fucking cake.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Levels. This is me talking into a microphone.
This is me talking into a different microphone.
I get a microphone, too.
No, you don't.
None for you.